An obligation without honor is worthless. Thufir Hawit, Mentat and Weapons Master of House Atreides. While Paul settled in and got to know Bronso better, Jessica met with Romber's wife in the woman's royal apartment as the artificial night began to fall. Jessica had looked forward to a peaceful social visit before returning to Caladan and leaving her son here to study. But seeing the three Bene Gesserits had changed the tone of their reunion. Soon enough, the Sisterhood's delegation would reveal their true purpose in coming to Ix. Jessica didn't imagine for a moment that this was a social call. They wanted something. The Sisterhood always wanted something, and often it had to do with control. Maybe they would challenge her about Paul. Jessica was not a clinging, doting mother, but she did encourage her son to study subjects that went far beyond politics. Since he had no other dedicated tutor, she shared subtleties of her own Bene Gesserit training. Because the Sisterhood had never wanted her to bear a son in the first place, she was sure those women would disapprove of her methods. Let them disapprove, she decided. She had been making decisions independent of the Sisterhood for some time now. Jessica made herself smile, trying to shake her mood. I'm glad Paul is here. He needs a friend, too, since he has no playmates his own age on Caladan. Leto considers it too dangerous. The boys will take care of each other. Looking tense, Tessia seemed unable to relax. Times are much more stable than when Leto and Romber were young. Without the Tliloxu, our industries are burgeoning, our exports tripling annually. Her voice became troubled. Romber has had to appoint more and more lieutenants. Business subsidiaries run the manufacturing centers, and the Technocrat Council has been swiftly and silently stealing power from him. I fear that House Vernius is becoming obsolete. From the broad windows in Tessia's quarters, Jessica looked out at the enormous cavern, with its swirling factories and industrial lights, the bustle of workers. One nobleman could not oversee it all without a cadre of loyal administrators, and with profits growing and growing, no one would want the production to slow down. Despite the political problems on Ix, I have so much in my life now, Jessica. A family, a place, and love, though no Bene Gesserit would recognize or even understand that. Love, Jessica thought. There were certain things the Sisterhood simply didn't understand. Yet they will always have a hold on us, even after we draw our last breaths and slip into other memory. Without making a sound, the trio of women appeared like a flock of shadows at the doorway. Tessia met the gaze of stern Reverend Mother Stokaya, feigned casualness, and sat back in her chair. Tell us why you're here. The women did not introduce themselves. Still standing, Stokaya spoke only to Tessia, not deigning to notice Jessica. The Sisterhood has new orders for you. Tessia did not invite them to sit. I'm no longer certain that the Sisterhood's orders are in my best interests. The two other visitors stiffened visibly, while old Stokaya scowled. That is not, and never has been, our concern. Orders are orders. Jessica moved closer to her friend. Maybe you should explain what you want from her. Undercurrents of acid flowed through the Reverend Mother's voice. We know who you are, Jessica, and you are no shining example of following the Sisterhood's instructions. Without bothering to look at Jessica's reaction, Stokaya turned to Tessia. After inspecting the bloodlines in our breeding index, we require various permutations of your genes. You are hereby recalled to Wallach 9 so that you may bear certain children.